Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
All right, so her mom wants to set her up with the rich guy, but she's not interested in him. I think, like, the setup is bad, and also finding out that her mom is a gold digger is bad as well. If you ever have any kind of dilemma or drama, you need our advice, you can always hit us up at theburtshow.com and shoot us an email, producer@theburtshow. Abby's got this one.
My mom is a gold digger, and I am not here for it. Let me explain. I just finished my junior year of college and I'm home for the summer. Not even a couple hours after I had gotten settled back home, my mom surprises me with the news that I'm going on a date this weekend. First, WTF, whose mom sets them up on a date without their knowledge? And the way she pitched this date was so icky. Apparently, this guy's family is loaded. My mom has joined several tennis clubs ever since she became an empty nester. One of the women she plays with is stupid wealthy. Of course, they chat before and after matches, and when they found out they had kids the same age who were both attractive and single, they decided to set us up on a date. She showed me a picture and, yeah, he's cute. But come on, this so grossly oversteps all the boundaries. The thing is, my mom wasn't trying to sell me on his personality or his looks. Let's be honest, she's never met this dude and couldn't do that anyway. All she could sell me on was how much money they have. She was telling me what kind of car she drives. I think it's like a Maybach or something. She talked about how gigantic her ring is. They've got multiple vacation homes. It's like she was already picturing herself as his mother-in-law. I want to cancel this date so bad, but my mom is adamant that it would ruin her friendship. I mean, I guess it would be harmless, but I kind of want to prove a point that she can't just go around setting me up with whoever she wants.
Mo, go on the date or cancel the date?
I would cancel the date.
Your mom set you up on a date.
Yeah.
Really?
I would.
Knowing how close you and your mom are?
It wouldn't be easy to do, but this, like, would overstep boundaries for me in a way where it would make me so uncomfortable that I would know deep down if I would go on this date just to appease my mom that this is something that she would continue to do. If she got the opportunity, she'd do it again. And I wouldn't want her to continue to do this for me. So if it were me, I wouldn't go on this date to appease my mom.
Oh, man. I'm still a people pleaser. So I would sit my mom down and be like, this is a major infraction. I can imagine how difficult it is to become an empty nester when your kids leave and you're trying to find like your new friend group. So I wouldn't want to jeopardize the friendship that she had had created and had built. So I would begrudgingly go on this date, but would tell her, I am going on this date. This is your one get out of jail free card. Don't ever do this again. If you do, I will not go.
Yeah, I'm going on the date for sure. Because
he's rich. No,
I mean, it doesn't hurt. Here's the thing is there's really no cons to going on the date other than the fact that you're bothered by the fact that your mom is obsessing over the money.
Yeah.
And so that's a completely separate issue. Like, this guy and his mom are like totally innocent in this. And she said that he's cute. So I'm like, if you find him attractive and he just happens to have money, like, that's not his fault. Go on the date. And if your mom continues to harp on the fact that they are loaded, that's when you got to say something.
Does no one here want to know what it's like to ride in a Maybach? I'm going on the damn date. Mo, do you know what it's like?
Yeah, I do.
Do you know what it's like?
What is it like? Is it amazing?
It is.
Is it like being in heaven?
You can lay down in the back. It's amazing. to be 6'3 and lay down in the car.
You could lay down in the back. I'm definitely going on that date.
It's not his car. It's the mother's car.
You think he's not going to borrow mom's car to impress a date? What kind of mama's boy is he?
Think about the wedding gifts, Kristen. Think about the honeymoon that their in-laws are going to pay for. The south of France. Maybe the Eden Rock Hotel.
And that would be the best revenge is you marry this guy and then cut your mama out of everything. She gets not a dime.
Wow, that this escalated. Yes, yeah, that escalated so quickly. By the way, I was interested in, like, I don't know what a Maybach is and how expensive it is. It starts at $185,000.
Yeah, it comes with a driver most of the time.
It does?
Uh-huh.
Wait, what? It comes with the driver.
Most of them do. Like, you can get them used, I believe, for without a driver. But I believe if you buy a brand new one, it literally comes with a driver.
Oh, so they bought theirs used. If she's driving it, poor.
Yep.
So wait, you buy a car, you don't get to drive it?
Well, you can if you want to, but I mean, I think you can say, like, I'm cool on the driver, I don't need it. But I believe for a brand new one, a driver is built in the price already.
Because think about it, if you're that rich, you're probably also a business person or very, like, or an accomplished artist or whatever and really busy. So you're going to want to sit in the back seat and work or take calls or chill or whatever while someone else drives you around.
That's kind of like the point of having a Maybach, because you want to sit in the back. You don't want to be in the front driving.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I did not know this. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't like this.
People with that kind of money don't drive themselves around.
I mean, I guess the person who's being bought is okay with it, but I don't like it.
You're not a very good rich person.
No,
Kristen.
Not at all.
You're too nice.
Uh-huh. Okay, whatever.
The Burt Show.